Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby.
It's Butter Baby. It's Butter Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. Heard the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad.
College
Radio, love fantasy.
The Diva Squad,
This is Felicia, and on Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mind frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul, what you holler about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
Building, and we have Ray Queen in the building with us. What's up, Diva?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
Welcome. What's going on?
Before we get started with our shenanigans, I'd like to say this. This is an adult show, so we do promote 18 and older callers. You know, we are not licensed psychologists over here. We will support you in any way that we can, you know. We speak with a civil tongue over here. We're not biased. So we just, this is a platform that gives people the opportunity to express themselves on things that we hear in our daily lives. And hopefully we'll get y'all to press the one tonight. Don't be shy. We're not here to blow nobody up or expose anybody for anything. We have an anonymous name. No big deal. But we welcome you and appreciate you for chopping it up with us. Because without y'all, there would be no us.
Absolutely.
So that being said, I just want to give today, I'm calling today Parents' Day. Happy Parents' Day. This is for most of the kids have been going back to school. You know, that's all I've been seeing on the timeline all day. Pictures of everybody sitting there, babies off to school, getting on the buses and all of that stuff. And we just pray for a safe and productive school year. We don't want to hear any school tragedies anymore, period.
Right.
So, shout out to all the parents and, you know, getting their children off to school and stuff like that. So enjoy whatever time you have to yourself. The summer's been a little rough for a lot of people, you know. It can be very rough. You have some parents that, you know, don't know what they're going to do with their children when they're out of school, or you got to spend extra money to pay for child care or camp. You know, just a lot of different things. So shout out to all the parents out there. Today was for y'all.
Yes.
So what's good with you, Ray? What's going on in the neck of the woods?
Oh, Lord, what's going on in my neck of the woods? Nothing much. I see that it's getting darker earlier, and I don't like that.
I don't like it. I don't like that.
No, for a couple of weeks, I would be sitting at my desk and looking out the window and watching it get dark at, like, 8:45.
Mm-hmm.
7:00, here it is. I'm closing my blinds because it's starting to get dark outside the house.
I don't mind it. I really don't. I don't mind it because it's close to the football season for me. I love football. Shout out to the Dallas Cowboys. And
oh,
Lafayette.
Yes. We them boys.
We now are the owners of the highest paid running back in the NFL ever. Shout out to about 90 million 6 years. Hopefully we can go to get that ring with them. You know what I mean? We need everybody else to pitch in and do their jobs too. You know,
because
I don't want people to get that confused, like, oh, he making all this money, now they're expecting him to do everything. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's people start surrendering their positions because they see that dollar amount.
Wow.
So, but I just hope we could, you know, get to the, because we have the talent. That's not it, you know. It's not like we don't have talent. Talent is there. Just that. Everybody got to be on the same page. Starting from the top. You know, starting from the top.
Like I always say
about anything, even at work, I always tell us the body is only as good as the head. You understand? Mm-hmm. You can have a perfect body, but if your head don't work, then the body ain't going to work either. So that should tell a lot of people things.
That's a whole fact.
Hello.
Yes.
So, what season is this? Virgo season? Happy birthday to all the Virgos out there.
Yeah.
It's still Virgo season, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Shout out to everybody celebrating birthday.
Yeah, Leo's just finished. Virgo.
Yeah.
It's not Capricorn season, I know that.
Storm is in the building.
Hey lady, how are you?
Hi, darling.
Busy day, busy day, busy day, busy day.
You're going to have a busy day for the next month or two.
Exactly, I know. Trust me. But I definitely want to just comment on the fact of when you were saying that if your brain's not working, then, you know, you could have a good body, but if your brain's not, and that's the truth. Because mentally, if your brain is scrambled, you cannot function. You have a brain, I call it a brain fart, you know, and I call it a brain fart. And sometimes, and those of you, you know, who are familiar with anxiety and depression, you know, those are when, you know, your mind just keeps thinking. Like, it just goes and goes and goes nonstop and nothing turns off, you know, and that goes hand in hand with that. And I'm an overthinker, you know. I'm one of those people that overthink everything.
Me too.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Gosh, me three. Ooh.
And I feel like it's a blessing and a curse, though, because sometimes
it is.
When your brain is in overload, there's no switch to turn it off, you know?
You can't shut it off.
Right, you can't shut it off. So I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, it is. It's tough to shut yourself down. Try to say that five times fast.
Girl, even when you lay down.
Even when you lay down,
you're trying to go to sleep, your brain's in overdrive.
Still going.
You find yourself, you have to take some melatonin to shut it off.
Yes. I'm afraid to.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm afraid to take melatonin.
No. It's not that bad.
Sleep too deep.
My mom gives it to her dog all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
They have dog melatonin.
Dogs have anxiety. Yeah, they say if your dog has anxiety, to give it to them. Like when it's fireworks and stuff going on, to give them some kind of sedative. Nothing heavy, but some type of sedative, because then it to calm them down, because fireworks and stuff drive the animals crazy.
Yeah, they make those seeds. They prescribe these animals with some of the same meds that they prescribe us with to calm them down.
Like Benadryl and stuff.
Yes.
I thought my mom was just giving the dog her melatonin that she takes at night. And she said, no, they're chewable. They're gummies that come with that.
They're
the
gummies.
Dog.
Yep,
it's for the dogs. Yep, they have their own stuff.
Wow.
Indeed. So, we're just shouting everybody out. Today, I named today Parents Day. You know, shout out to all the parents who's sending their children off to school and stuff. Because, you know, the summer could be very tough. You know, trying to figure out what you're going to school kids. Not only tough, expensive. You're spending a lot more money.
You got that right.
You got vacations. You got to find, like I said, find something for them to do, and shout out to the parents.
We were blessed this year because Destiny worked the whole summer.
Nice.
She worked at because she cheers, so she works at the gym. So she worked the gym the whole summer. So school clothes money, here we come.
Yes.
So this was actually the first year that I did not have to get school clothes for her. Only thing I'll have to get is, like, sneakers, you know. But she got everything else that she needed. She used her money.
Awesome.
So we were like,
did the same thing.
We were like, thank
you. My son ate his money up.
You know what?
He ate it up. I was trying to live his best life in restaurants and stuff. But boy. So now, I'm dragging my feet. Mom needs sneakers. I know. You got a pair in the room.
Yep, that's what Destiny said. My sneakers didn't come in. I said, girl, I didn't even order them yet. Like, come on. Like, why you playing? Like,
yeah, I ain't getting no brush.
You got to, look, I said, you got a sweet 16 coming. You better take that money and get some sneakers.
Listen,
she said,
his
I did buy
a
pair.
He got a pair of $265 sneakers on his feet. He better make them things work.
Hello, that's what I'm talking about.
Baby girl, she didn't care about the clothes because she had clothes. She just wanted to go dorm room shopping. She didn't want the same color that she had last year. She wanted something more brighter. We had to go brighter.
That makes you feel good sometimes, though.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what she said. She said the gray was too gloomy, and she wanted to go with, like, a teal, blue with gray.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
So she went with the teal this year. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, and she wanted a car. She just wanted her dorm room color change, and a vehicle that she could just have there with her at school. So we accomplished that. So
wrap it up. Listen.
Yeah.
It'll all be worth it in the end. Believe me.
That's right.
Yeah.
So proud of her. I
can't wait.
That's awesome.
We're buying a house. Just chopping it up. We were just chopping it up for a little bit. We didn't bring up a topic or anything yet.
So what are you guys freestyling it?
I have a question, which will probably raise the topic, and Storm, you might can relate to some of the stuff. Maybe you too, Ray. But the question would be, how do you handle somebody who tries to abuse their authority? Like a supervisor or a boss.
Or how about that staff member that's on the same level as you but trying to be your boss?
Now you're talking. Yeah. Now you're talking. You know,
listen.
I was going to say, or the staff member that's listening as two coworkers have a conversation and they just got to jump in and put their two cents, even though it makes no sense at all. I'm going to tell you, me personally, it's hard to deal with a supervisor because I was in a similar situation, and the supervisor, to me, abuses the authority and didn't treat the coworkers fairly, you know, like what's good for one is good for the other. So I just tried to, like, stay away from her as much as possible, not really try to deal with her, you know, like only real time when we had to deal with each other, you know, was when she was trying to give me an example of when she was talking to me one day and I was, my eyes, like, I was rolling my eyes at her is what she said. And I'm like, I'm 41 years old. I don't roll my eyes. Like, I did that in high school. Like,
that sounds so petty.
Right. Like, I disagree with what you said, you know, when I shook my head to let you know that I disagree or that that wasn't the truth, you know, I said, but I definitely didn't roll my eyes. But when you deal with people like that, they feel like what they're saying is right because they're the supervisor. And to me, I feel like supervisors can be wrong also, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Like, your judgment could be cloudy. You know, it could be clouded by the multiple men that's there that you keep looking at and keep trying to holler at, you know. Mm. So therefore, you might treat the men a different way and treat the women a different way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I personally, I just tried to stay away from her until she came to me with something. Like, if she was talking to me directly, then it's kind of like, you know what, I kind of disagree with you saying. I don't really think that you're being fair, you know. Or if I challenged what she was saying, it was always an issue, you know. Oh, polite this, oh, polite that. No, I'm telling you the truth. Like, I disagree with what you're saying, you know. And then when you mention it to other people, it's kind of like, I dare you, you know, like, I dare you sit and tell other people what was discussed. Well, it's the truth. Like, you came and told the person a complete opposite story that wasn't true. So while everyone's here together, let's just tell the truth.
Right.
Well, let's put the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
And let's see,
yeah, let's
you know. But, you know, ultimately, I just try and stay away, you know, even now, like, you know, coworkers, you know, being back in a, you know, a new workforce, it's kind of like, you know, people don't really know you, you know, so they kind of act like at first you're a dummy until you learn everything that they're teaching you, and they're like, oh, okay, well, she got it. Yeah, I'm not a dummy. Like, you know, like, as long as you teach me right, I can do it, you know. Like,
What that's called? That's called corrective action. You know, when you get into the corporate world, they change one word and the whole conversation changes, you know. And the reason I asked that question, because today we had an all-hands meeting at my job, and, you know, they was just asking for, like, innovative ways that people can change, and I did. Mm-hmm. I brought up the situation of that it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You understand? So I said, number one, we would like to be respected as adults before with anything else, because a lot of times somebody will walk into the room and be like, oh, hi, kiddos. I said, I had to check my supervisor. I said, honey, listen, you and I are almost the same age. Understand? You either say good morning, Angie, or just good morning, but I'm not a kid. So because if they constantly approach you like that, this is how they're going to start treating you. You know,
hey,
and
kiddo.
Then
I say it back to her.
Hey, kiddo. Hi, kid. No, that's how she was like, hi, kid. No, we're not kids. Say, just say good morning. You know what I mean? Don't even go through the extra. And then also, you know, what they'll do, if you see something wrong, instead of correcting the problem when you see it, you'll hold the information, go back and tell a supervisor or somebody, and then you say something. I said, I find that borderline entrapment.
Right.
But now it's your story against mine, like you were saying. You know, bring it. Let's sit down and talk like adults.
Right.
You know, let's hash this out like adults. So, you know, don't go back and say that you see me doing anything, especially if it means my health or my safety. If there's a problem, you should address it right there, because I could be doing something that I'm just not realizing that I'm doing. You know what I mean? So if you don't hold the information to go send the email saying that, oh, this is a problem, and that's a problem. Because now I find, and now who's held liable? Are you at fault if I get hurt, or am I at fault because I didn't realize what I was doing? You know?
Right.
So it's just like, again, some people do. They get in a certain position, they feel entitled. They think that because, oh, this is where I am, I'm entitled to treat you like crap or talk to you any kind of way. And the devil is a lie.
Right, but just because you have a supervisor role don't mean that you're any more qualified than I am, you know?
Right.
And it doesn't mean that you could just say whatever you want to say to me. And that's what I feel like people fail to realize, is that you can't talk to me any kind of way. I'm sorry. Even, you know, like when I talk to you, I talk to you with respect. So when you talk to me, I kind of want the same respect, you know, like, I don't want to be treated, you know, like, oh, okay, well, she don't know what she's talking about. I do know what I'm talking about. I've been in a workplace since I was 15 years old. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about, you know.
Right.
But I feel like the supervisors, they're not good with criticism.
Right.
You know, like, I dare you try to correct me on what I'm saying.
Right.
You know?
Right. That is so true. And even we even say this to them too. And like we always say, I say to you respectfully. I'm speaking respectfully. Remember where you came from. You understand?
Right.
So, you know, don't just because you got to this position, you talk down to people. And of course, we're gonna respect the position that you're in, but you have to allow that. You have to allow that. You have to allow for us to respect you, you know.
Right.
And that's why
I
don't want people to think that this is off the mark, folks. So just bear with me for a second. The Bible the Bible speaks like, you have to honor your mother and your father, and your days on the earth will be longer. But people, they fail to keep reading.
Right.
So all they do, they keep saying that to appease themselves. But when you keep reading, it also says the parent is not supposed to tempt the child to disrespect them. You understand?
Right.
So it's a lot of things as how you maneuver. And especially you being the example, you're being the leader or whatever you call yourself, you're supposed to lead by example.
And nine times out of ten,
you don't get
they
that
don't.
With a lot of people.
Right.
You know, and you know why, Storm? A lot of that stuff happens too, because some folks inherit their positions. They didn't earn them. So that's when the entitlement comes in. You know what I mean? Like, or whatever, my father or my mother or whoever to help me or whatever get in here. And just the whole attitude is different.
Right, but to give you an example, like, the other day, I want to say I was at, you know, the new place, and I was like, oh, you know, so-and-so called, and they were like, you know, they waited for this person, the person didn't come out, you know, so we canceled the call. So this younger person, she was like, oh, well, they always do this all the time. They don't answer their phone. So as I'm on the phone, you know, talking to somebody else, I hear her going off. You need to answer your phone. You can't just turn your phone off when you don't want to answer it. We keep the job phones. Like, she was going, when I tell you going off, she was going off on this person. Like, she was going hard.
Wow.
So I'm like, hold on.
She was going off so much. Hold on. There's an echo.
Is it my phone echoing?
No, I think it's mine. Okay, yeah. So she was going off. When I tell you she was going off, so when she got off the phone, I'm like, oh, well, such and such, you know, he did call, you know, and we canceled the call because, you know, and I did get through to him, and she was like, oh, he does this all the time, but never acknowledged that she was wrong. So my thing is as management, you know, and this person doesn't have a managerial title, you know.
Right.
So
right.
The manager was just there and was like, oh, well, you know, you should definitely call him back and let him know that you didn't know the information you just got now. And she was like, no, because he does this all the time. Like, she wasn't willing to call back and apologize for the simple fact of you were wrong, you know.
Right.
So I'm like,
right.
Okay, as people are teaching people how to be managers and teaching them how to move up in the business, they need to also educate them on, you don't have to yell and scream at people to get your point across.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
9 times out of 10, the person she was talking to, I don't know how old the person was, but guaranteed got to be older than her because she's young, you know.
Right.
And for you to come at that person without having all of the knowledge and information that you needed, you should have called the person back and you should have said, you know, oh, I spoke to such and such and she said that this is what happened or whatever, you know.
Right, right.
No, didn't want to do it. And as I said it, no one even said to her, except for that one manager who's the only manager there, she was the only person that was like, oh, well, you should reach out, you know, and just let him know. And she was, no, because he does this every day. You should see every day he doesn't answer the phone when we call, you know, or he just, like, oh, pretends that the phone, the battery went dead. So she was like, yeah, but you can always call him on his personal cell phone also.
Okay.
And
the
younger person was just like, oh, well, it doesn't make a difference. You know, he always does that. He'll do it again tomorrow. Just wait and see. But I'm like,
wow.
They shouldn't
but
give
still,
that person the authority.
He wasn't humble at all.
Exactly. Wasn't humble at all. And to me, I feel like you do need to humble yourself. You do need to tone it down a little bit
because
you're coming
still
at
learning.
People.
You don't even know.
But you've been at the job, what, a year? You know what I'm saying? They shouldn't give you that power to make you think that you could say whatever you want to say. And I feel like that's where jobs go wrong, is that because they see, oh, you come to work every day, because you've been there, you know, they see that, they give you certain responsibilities, and they shouldn't, you know. So I definitely say with Cameron, that story, I say I saw it happen. And when I said something of like, oh, okay, you know, this person, this is what happened. Like, it wasn't like the person didn't call. The person did call. I called and called again, then called again. Like, that wasn't the case this time. Not saying that wasn't the case 4 days ago, you know. Just saying, at this particular moment, when you're choosing this moment to snap on him, come on now. Like, you don't have kids. And when I tell you, she was going off and then even went to human resources and said something to human resources about it.
Well, again, because people nobody wants to say, no, I ain't going to say nobody. Some people don't know what it is to take accountability. You know what I mean? We're like, oh, man, I apologize, whatever. That's I don't know why it's so hard for people to say that. I apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. I messed up. You know what I mean? I don't know why that's so hard. You know what I mean?
Because people don't want to apologize.
Crazy.
Right. They
don't
want to
admit that she was wrong.
Exactly.
It ain't that she want to apologize. She just don't want to admit that you were wrong, you know. And and that goes back to say how a lot of people are inheriting their positions. They're not really earning them because not everybody that's a supervisor has leadership quality. You know,
girl,
they'll give it to you because you've been there the longest or whatever. But do you know how to lead? Do you know how to delegate?
Nope.
You know, a lot of that people don't be knowing. Trust me, I deal with it on a daily basis. Like, you don't even know how to delegate to where you're almost willing to surrender your position to me because you don't know what you're doing. But you won't say it. You won't say that you don't know what you're doing. You're not going to do that. You're just going to make it seem like I'm helping you. Y'all need my help. Which you do need my help physically. But
Of course.
And I get to the point where I call that stuff out without being derogatory or
disrespectful.
Being,
disrespectful or obnoxious or anything like that. But I am going to let you know when something is not right.
Right.
I don't. It doesn't matter what your position is. So, I mean, if you can't respect that, you know, with me coming from an honest standpoint, then, hey, like you said, then I got to separate myself.
Right.
You know.
And I tell you, oh, yeah, quiet. I'm quiet because I said, you know what, see, this right here and the way people speak to you and, you know, even like in training, you know, how
mm-hmm.
people only tell you, give you a little bit of information. They don't give you all the information. It's like because you don't want people to take your job or whatever. But
right.
just because you've been at that job for a long time doesn't mean that you do train people the correct way. You do respect people, you know, and treat people equally. You don't. You know, you're kind of rude, actually. You know, like,
yeah.
you know, you're kind of rude, you know. And
rude. Yeah,
because the person is rude to other people there, it's kind of like, oh, okay, this is how the person is. No, I'm sorry. Rude is rude, no matter how it is.
Right.
When you're in a workplace, that should be the last thing that's on your mind is being rude or disrespectful to somebody. And all
right.
reality, it's like, that's not why you have the job, and people aren't going to stay at the job to be disrespected, you know?
Exactly. Right. I know I wouldn't.
You can't disrespect
well,
people
folks,
and think that it's
you
okay.
Are on live with the Diva, you are on live with the Diva Squad. The number is 646-716-9789. You see the lines are lit up. All you got to do is press one to go on live and speak. And if you have any questions or comments, just go on live and ask your question. Or, again, you can hit one of us up, and we'll ask the question for you. But we'd rather you ask it yourself.
That's right. That's right.
So, but yeah, we try to be civil at work. You know, I don't. You know, and a lot of times you can see why some people go postal. You know, not justifying that with somebody going crazy or whatever. But you can see why. You know, because you don't know what's really going on in the next person's head. You really don't.
Right.
You know. So you see that guy the other day went ape shit crazy and. He got fired and went back and just started killing people.
Mm.
He got
I believe
too.
It.
They killed him too, but it's just like, come on. Like, don't make a bad employee, a good employee into a bad one, because it can happen. You know?
Absolutely.
Because you're trying to abuse your authority. Now you took that good worker, and now they're like, you know what? You don't care, I don't need them. You know? That's the attitude
yep.
that comes out of that. So, you know, but, oh, man, back on fire, y'all.
don't you have back pain?
Oh, back pain is an understatement. The sciatic nerve is no joke, man. I don't know if there are any sufferers on the line, but.
No, that's me.
Right
here.
That sciatic nerve is not a joke. Nothing to mess with. But
runs all the way from the back all the way down.
We want to send out our heartfelt condolences and love to those down in Bahamas, where Hurricane Dorian almost leveled the Bahamas.
Oh, I've seen some of the footage. So sad.
Leveled it. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's terrible.
People missing.
That is.
A man, his wife drowned right in front of him, like he couldn't even get to her.
Oh my God.
To hear those type of stories. And also, that boat in California, I wanted to ask y'all about that too, that boat fire that killed
mm-hmm.
like 30 something people.
Yeah, what is going on with that?
How do you get trapped in a boat? I don't know. It just sounds.
Oh,
really
there was a lower level. There was a lower level. That's where most of the people that were trapped
But it should
ended
have
up
been.
Dying.
I mean, they're supposed to have another way out. They claim that the boat just passed inspection. So they're supposed to have an emergency exit. And they couldn't even get out of that.
Wow.
So,
well,
I
mean.
The five crewmen got off the boat. They were up on the deck.
But they were up
out.
On the higher deck. Yep. But think about it, though. You could be driving your car 1 minute, And then next minute, let's just say the oil light will come on and your car will start smoking. Like that. We were in North Carolina the other weekend. My niece and my two nieces and my nephew were supposed to fly back to New York from North Carolina. And as soon as I dropped them, maybe like 45 minutes after I dropped them off at the airport down there, they called back and said that they needed for me to pick them back up because their flight got canceled. And I'm wondering, how the heck do they cancel a flight?
Right.
There's no bad weather. Well, what happened, all of a sudden, the engine went on the airplane. Now, that airplane had just flown in within an hour before that with other passengers into that airport. Imagine if they had have got on that plane to fly home. I'm so glad that they caught that incident in the airplane's engine before they did,
I know that's right.
Fly home. So we ended up all driving back to New York together. So that worked itself out. Yeah. Scary.
It is scary. I just couldn't imagine what they were going through. You know, what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for those people to get trapped like that, like, you know.
Seeing your own.
So what happened? They got trapped in the lower level of the boat?
Yes. Allegedly they got trapped. And it was 34 people missing. They only recovered 20.
Wow. And that was a cruise or?
It was a diving boat. It was some kind of diving.
Oh, they were going scuba diving or
for
something.
For 3 days. They were out there for 3 days they were supposed to have been. And something happened. I don't know.
Wow.
You know, it just has you questioning, though. And, you know, life is working real funny now, and people just really have to pay attention to how things are moving, you know. Like the rainforest being on fire and stuff, that is major for us.
Major for us
to help control our climate and stuff. And people don't believe that. Well, not that even they don't believe it. They just don't know, you know.
Right.
You just don't know. You just don't, you know, people don't really take the time to like, let me sit down and read this. Oh, it's just another story and, you know, stuff like that. But stuff like it really makes and this is not some conspiracy theory either.
Right.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, you know. But I just pay attention to how things work. And I do. I read a lot.
Wow.
It
makes you think twice about it, you know.
Yeah, because
it's
hurricanes and stuff. All of that stuff comes from, like, it starts at like the rainforest and different things like that. It does. And now that it's hurricane season, and you have trees and stuff that supply our oxygen and you know, stuff like that are being burned up. So what do you think is going to happen? You know,
exactly.
So, and now they're claiming they can't afford to put the fires out, so they're hoping that it just burn out. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They better find some portable pump or something and hit that ocean.
Exactly.
Something.
Listen.
Something. Come up with some type of solution, man. It's just, it's bananas. But yeah,
it's kind of scary.
My heart goes out
absolutely
to the Bahamas.
It's kind of scary because I know when they were preparing, talking about, it's going to hit Florida really bad. Oh, it's going to hit Florida real bad. And then when it took a turn, I was like, what the heck? You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, wow. Like, you predicted one thing and then watched the storm as it switched to another area. And I'm like, what? Like, were they even prepared? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Have you ever prepared for that, though, even being in New York? Like, how do you prepare for that? Like, you know?
I'm so glad that for some reason, and I don't know why, but I'm so grateful. Because when you look at the eastern coast and you just see Long Island, you know, hanging off of the state, I don't see how we miss those major hurricanes.
Right.
You know why?
Like
because of the changing of the season.
I'm so grateful.
Most of those hurricanes come from tropical weather.
I'm so grateful.
I am. I'm so scared of storms. Listen, I'm scared of a thunderstorm. So
I'm crawling under the house if a hurricane.
Well, it was a tornado here on the island the other day.
Oh, let me tell you guys about that. Okay, now, I had to take my daughter's boyfriend to work at the Tanger Mall. Now, I never, ever take this route to go to Riverhead. However, my GPS decided to take me this route down this road called South Street in Manorville. And I see all these this ugly clouds, and I knew a storm was coming. I could tell. So I'm just going. I get to the Tanger Mall, drop them off, take 495 back. I'm on 495, and it starts raining so hard. I mean, you couldn't even see, and storming, lightning. And guess where that tornado hit? On the South Street that I had taken to get to Riverhead.
Wow.
Yes. Like, within, like, 45 minutes, like, 45 minutes after I was on that road, that storm hit and that tornado. Although it was a F0 or whatever, but still, like, imagine if I was driving down that road at the time.
I don't know.
I probably would have pulled in somebody's yard.
My God.
And stopped, right?
Yeah, I would have pulled over.
I sure would have.
Away from trees.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what I would have done. I'm so afraid of storms. I don't know why, but I'm so afraid of storms. I'm a big
I ain't afraid. I respect him, though.
I respect him.
Mm-hmm. You said I respect him?
I ain't afraid, but I ain't out chasing him. I respect them things.
My father used to make us lay whenever a thunderstorm came.
Gosh.
He used to make us get under the covers, turn everything off in the house, unplug everything. And that's probably one of the reasons why I'm so afraid of a darn thunderstorm, because my father had us scared of the thunderstorm. Turn everything off. Get under the covers.
My grandma, we didn't have to get under the covers, but we covered all mirrors.
And get away from the windows.
Stay away from the windows and no electricity, because, you know, the currents attract the lightning and stuff. So we would have to cover everything. But shit, we have fun doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because we be acting up till she pops somebody, and then, you know. But we had to cover all the mirrors, and turn off all the electricity. And that's when we got in trouble, because she was like, everybody be quiet, you know. So, but shoot, you got people out now chasing it.
You got what?
But you got people out chasing the storm.
Not me.
No, I tell you, I respect them.
No, not me.
I run away from the third.
For real.
Storm chase.
Yep.
No way, Jose. Yeah. Not me.
Yes.
Not me. Which way is the storm coming? I'm going the opposite direction.
The whole other way.
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, they had, this is how the meteorologists and stuff get their information, because they have somebody that rides right through the storms. They ride up a little bit. They rise above it a little bit, but then they're like right in the eye of it. And that's
amazing.
They have trackers. Yeah, they have trackers, and then they transmit the information. He said the only thing they can't do is predict where they're gonna go. They can only tell like the strength and stuff like that. They can't predict where they go. The meteorologists do that, but they hype it up sometimes. Be like, oh, it's a category 10, and it'd be don't win. A little bit above it, but it was the truth for Bahamas, because it got to the Bahamas and it stayed there. It lingered over Bahamas, so that's why it was such mass destruction, because the storm just lingered right on top of it. You know, it was moving. The winds were 185 miles per hour, but the storm itself was only moving like a mile an hour.
Wow.
So that's why it was so destructive there. And if you see it now, you be like, oh Lord, you can't come back from that. It's no real coming back from that. So you know what's gonna happen after that. You're gonna find people, investors, gonna take their money, go down there and build up. And
you know, make it like vacation resorts and stuff like that. And the people that have survived and, you know, that lost everything or whatever, they're going to be bought out. They're going to have to migrate somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just how they do. That's what they're trying to do to Puerto Rico, too. Which, I have a Puerto Rican friend whose folks live over in Puerto Rico. She said their government is corrupt there. You know, they do a lot of undermining things over there. I said, but that's what happens when you're dealing with poverty.
Right.
It becomes dog eat dog. So this is why that happens. You know, it's sad, but it's a sad reality. You know, when you deal, you're not coming from a whole lot. You know,
right,
and then to lose half the stuff that you already have, now you're going to be looking like you're just going to turn greedy. And that's what causes a lot of people to try to get over on somebody else, you know. And not everybody has the same heart. You have to remember that, you know.
Well, you got that right, because some people are just evil.
Some people are just evil.
Evil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I had someone tell me
the other.
I had someone tell me the other day, why do all the evil people always get their blessings before the good people? Talk about that. I'm like, what?
Wow. God saving the best
for
last.
She was like, yeah. She was like, talk about that. She said, I know you guys on the show. She said, but talk about that. Why do all the people who do so much bad get blessed with good? And the people who always do good, they're waiting to see what God has in store for them. Like, why is that?
That's an interesting question. But you know,
so
you know,
I was kind of like shocked. I was kind of like, and you know, it don't take a lot for me, you know, but I was just like, well, I mean, I really couldn't answer it, because I felt like when the person was giving me the different scenarios, it was people that was doing people wrong that got good things, where like the people who worked even harder than that person, they didn't get good things. You know, like, don't get me wrong, they got blessed with opening up their eyes, you know, in the morning, and you know, they have the food and shelter and stuff that they need. But the moral of it was, where she was going with it was just like, why does that happen? Like, she was saying, like, she works really hard. She takes care of different people. She does everything she has to do. She's in church, you know, on Monday. She's in church on Sunday, and she said Bible study on Wednesday or something. She was like, and I take care of people. I give my last to people. She said, but the people who don't do nothing, don't work hard, don't treat people nice, always seem to get things before I do. Why? And my only answer I could have given was, you know what? I'm not going to be that person to question God with the why, you know?
Listen,
I'm just going to say that people are blessed in different ways, you know?
Exactly.
And maybe that person might have received the financial blessing, but maybe when your financial blessing comes, your financial blessing will be so big, you know, that you won't have to worry, you know, anymore. You won't have to stress anymore. But it just, I felt like I didn't really comfort her with it, only because I didn't give her that answer. I feel like she wanted it. I couldn't give it to her. So what do
you
guys think about that?
You cannot. You absolutely cannot answer that question. You understand? And she has to be careful even when she's asking that, or when she's, because she might be living her blessings. We have no idea. We don't know that. You don't understand what I'm saying? And like you said, God blesses people and at different magnitudes, different levels.
Right.
You know? So who's to say her blessing is financial? You might not have that. It might not be in your tarot card, you know, quote unquote tarot card. You
right,
know,
of course,
your blessing could be just to help people. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I said you can't answer that question for her. Because whatever answer you do have, even if it sounds gem or golden, it's not going to be enough for her.
Right,
it's not going to be enough.
It wasn't enough.
Yeah, and that goes with anybody. You know, they might appear like, oh, thank you, whatever, yeah, maybe. But they're not receiving that. They're not receiving what you had to say. You know, and that's a harsh reality, because just because, you know,
maybe your blessing is being able to have a job. Your blessing is being able to wake up in the morning, being able to help somebody else. You know, he put you in that position where you can, when that you're able to do that, you know?
Right.
So even when you when it appears that people that do bad things, good things, see, God doesn't judge our deeds. He judges the motives. He judges people's motives. And that goes beyond the physical. And it goes right to the heart. What does people's heart say? Now, are you doing something for somebody because you're looking to get something back? Or are you doing it because you feel good about helping people? You know what I'm saying? It does people good to help somebody else. You know, not to be naive in that situation. Don't get that twisted. But, you know, it does some people hurt. So what is your motive? What's your intentions on anything that you do, even for the last? You understand what?
And when I tell you, I know. And the sad part about it, though, is that she's a really good person. Like, when I tell you, she's a really good, genuine person.
I'm
and
sure.
She's one where I tell you, like, she gives you the shirt off her back in a heartbeat.
Right.
And wouldn't even think twice. She gives you her last, and she doesn't expect anything in return. But that's why when she asks the question, it kind of like, I was like, ooh. Like, just, like, taken back a little bit from it because she was just, you know, venting, you know, and then was like, yeah, that's a topic for you right there. You know, what about that? You know, but I know her heart, you know, and she's so genuine. And it just felt like she prays that God does give her, because she does need a financial blessing. You know, she really does.
We
and
all do, honey.
It would definitely, you know, help her, you know, get to the next level. And I told her, when it comes, you're going to be so thankful that it comes. I don't think that God just...
She ain't
going to
know what he's doing
with
herself.
Exactly. Yep. I don't think that God is blessing the evil, you know? I just think that, like, it's not your turn yet, you know? Your blessing is different.
Right.
He's blessing you in different ways.
Right.
Maybe when that big financial blessing comes that you want, you know, will you even be around here to enjoy it?
Right.
You got to, you know, you kind of got to, you know... Take the good with the bad. Take each day at a time and just go from there, you know, and just be thankful. I explained to her, you got to be thankful for the little things, you know, the little things that they're little to you, but they're good, but they're big to God, because those are things that he has to help so many different people. So for him to help you with waking up each morning, making sure you have a job, making sure you have the food and the shelter and stuff that you need.
Right.
Those are big responsibilities. Those are big things, you know. And to some people wake up in the morning, but they don't have food. They don't have food. They don't have shelter, you know. So it's like those are the little things that we kind of like take for granted, but those are our necessities that we need to get by day to day.
You better know.
Let me tell y'all something really quick. I met a girl about 8 months ago. And she just seems, she is so nice, so caring, so giving. She has about 5-6 kids. Her and her fiance together probably got about 7 or 8 kids together. And, I always see her working so hard. I see him working so hard. They take care of the kids. Kids' hair always look good. Kids taken care of. They don't have a vehicle. The male uses the work van to transport the family around. And so one night they got a ride to my house, and they asked for a ride home. And I said, sure, where y'all live? And she gave me the directions, and would you believe we pulled up to a shelter? The whole family lives in a shelter. You would never know by just meeting them. You know, they seem so like they have everything together, and, you know,
they're
just
humble.
Don't have a car at the time or whatever. But so humble, so, you know, just, and I'm like, I cried when I dropped them off. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I love them. They're so sweet, so cool. So you would never know, never know. Never know. You never know.
Well, again,
because
they're humble people, and they still have some type of humility. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
You know, and that's what a lot of people are lacking, especially those that are in a little greater financial status than other people. They lose humility with that. not everybody, mm-hmm. but a lot of them do, where mm-hmm. they just set themselves apart and put themselves on this kind of pedestal, and you know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, you know, with again, they lose this humility. There's no humble in them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but Storm, I feel for you that she even asked you that question, because it have you scrambling.
Yeah.
Have you scrambling, trying to find the right words to say.
And it did.
Without hurting her feelings.
Right, and it did.
Yeah.
You know, and it did. And even as you try to tell stories to, like, you know, shed light on other people, like, I like to say, like, you know, you might have it bad, but the other person might have it worse, you know? Like, because you only could see on the outside of what you see happening
right.
for different people. You don't know the inside of it because you're on the outside looking in, you know? You don't really
mm-hmm.
know, you know? But I told her, I said, just hold your head up. Like, you know, I believe when it's a blessing, it's for you. You know, when
yeah,
God sends
right.
you a blessing, that's your blessing. And you don't want
that's
to
your
block
name
your
on
blessing
it. That's right.
by questioning. You know, you don't want to block your blessing by questioning him on why didn't he send you that financial blessing, you know, when
right.
not for nothing, you need more than a financial blessing when you think about it, you know, because
mm-hmm.
he can send you a financial blessing and you might blow through it or you might not even live to enjoy it. Then what?
Right.
Right. Or be so hurt up that you can't even use it. That, and that's
right.
why you have to, people got to be careful when you complain. That's why I try not to complain about anything. Like I said, I
complain,
but I won't.
I complain, damn it. I complain.
Oh, I do too. I complain too. I want to, but then I check myself on it. You know, I got to check myself.
I don't even
bring it on down an inch.
But see, you know what? I think I have to learn how to check myself. Because I complain about it, and I learn different things from you guys, and I complain about a lot of different things that I'm going through, you know, because it's been a little while now, you know, and I complain about it, but then I say to myself, well, don't kill, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger, you know, humble yourself. And try and stay positive. That's what I keep,
yes.
you know, telling myself mm-hmm. over and over and over again. But I do complain, and I know, you know, he's tired of hearing my voice because if I'm going through something, I'm going to tell them exactly what I'm going through because what I find that for me, when I hold it in, I'm holding it and holding it and holding it, and then I can't sleep at night because
mm-hmm.
my brain is going a mile a minute, you know, because it won't turn off. And that's why I say, you know, I understand how the brain keeps going, like, and it could be like I could just be sitting there and a thought will come in my mind and it just will stay there and then it'll go doo-doo and it'll just jump like scattered ideas or scattered thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Scattered
thoughts. Then you're dreaming about it.
Exactly. Yep. When you wake up in the morning, guess what? It's still in your head all over again. So I definitely understand. And when I tell you, I've been going through it more these last past couple months than I've had
mm-hmm.
before, you know, where
mm-hmm.
like when your brain is overloaded, your brain just takes control and it affects how you move and how you operate and how you communicate because sometimes the thoughts aren't positive. Sometimes the thoughts are negative and the thoughts, you know, are thoughts where you have to check yourself. I check myself with certain thoughts, but the brainstorming thoughts, I always thought that they turn off and on. But in my brain, the way it's been set up my last couple months, my brain don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel you on that note. Like, listen, you know, again, that's where you got to check yourself. Like, look, knock it off. Right now, ain't nothing you can do about the situation. It's going to be all right. Because, see, I know we're talking to God. There's three things you can't do with God. There's no begging him. There's no bargaining with him. And there's no bribing him.
Amen to that.
Right there, you're not doing it with God. And you know how people are like, oh, God, if you do this for me one more time, then I promise I won't. Now, he know you lying.
Exactly. He knew you was lying last time
something.
You said
he
that.
He knew you was lying before
let me
he
tell
even came
something.
Out your mouth.
Listen,
he gonna
let me
say,
tell y'all
Jordan, knock it off.
Go ahead. Really quick, because time is of the essence. It's almost
yes.
When I was younger, I used to have these really, really bad migraines, really bad headaches. They were sinus headaches, really, really bad. And they would turn into, you know, me being nauseous and throwing up and stuff. And I would pray when I was younger. I would always pray every single day, Lord, please let this headache go away and just give it to me later on in life when I get older. Lord, please let this headache, I mean, I'm talking for months at a time, I would have these headaches. My mother's theory was take a nap. She wouldn't take us to the doctor. She wouldn't give us anything. Take a nap or take castor oil or whatever. Anyway, so for months, I mean, I was literally sickly. But so they went away for years until I got older. And then they came and they hit me for a whole 4 years straight. You hear me? For 4 years straight. The 4 years that I prayed that they would go away, they went away for 4 years, and then it came when I got older for 4 years. And then I started taking medicine and seeing doctor and stuff. But, yeah, don't bargain. You try to bargain with God, he's going to hold you to it. He's going to hold you to it.
You go after you. Be careful what you ask for. That's all.
Yeah.
That's my theory for tonight. Y'all be careful what you ask for. And don't try to bribe God with nothing. He'd laugh at you.
No. Don't do it. Don't do it. Anyway, we come to the end of the show. We go around a circle and give our final thoughts of tonight's show. I'm going to go quick, really quick, because I'm busy here where I am. If you divas don't mind, and then I'm going to pass the mic. Awesome show, as always. I love you, divas. GQ Palace, big shout out to our executive and our CEO, Rich Money and Miss Storm. I love y'all. I love my sister divas, Miss Mobetta, Miss Storm, and
love
all of our callers and listeners.
Love you too.
And I love the Lord. And I'm just gonna pass on the mic. I'm passing it on.
Damn. All right. So my final thought is just be careful what you ask for. Be careful who you surround yourself with, and try and remain humble and positive. And just keep on moving no matter what, whether you're at the workplace or whether you're just out in the world or on social media, wherever you are, just be careful, you know, of who you deal with and what type of people you allow in your little circle. Because when people start venting and stuff, you don't want anything negative to go on you. And just
know
that
that's right.
Do not question God. Whatever is designed for you is designed for you, and you have no way of controlling that. Whatever blessing you get is a blessing you get, and just be happy with it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Again, that's pretty much in a nutshell. But as always, we have wonderful discussions here. Very informative. You know, we learn from each other. We try to teach our listeners and stuff. And as far as our topics tonight, just people remember evil communications corrupt good manners. And you can't control what nobody else does, so you have to remove yourself. Even if it's burning you up inside, just remove yourself to save yourself. That's all. And also keep your motives pure. That's it. If you keep your motives pure, your sins will be forgiven, you know, and that's not just by God, by man too.
Amen to that.
Yes, indeed. So we would like you folks to keep up with us Wednesday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is 646-716-9789. Shout out to my divas, Ray Queen and Storm, and Rich Money in the building, our callers and our listeners. Y'all just catch us the same time next week. And Miss Mo Better sign now. Deuces.
Deuces.
All right, you guys.
Love y'all.
Love you too.
Love you three.
Hey. Trips that you plan for the next whole week. Been too long for me. So cheap and your flex OD. Your sex OD. You got it, girl. You got it. Hey. You got it, girl, you got it. Yeah. Pretty little thing, you got a bag and now you wildin'. You just took it off the line, no mileage. Waiting, hitting you the DM, looking violent. Talking while you come around and now they silent. Through the Cooper 17, no guidance. You be staying low, but you know what the price is. Ain't never got you, know it, being modest. Poppin', shipping only cause you know you poppin', yeah. You got it, girl, you got it. You got it, girl, you got it.
Little baby, and I'm back.
got it. Hey. You got it, girl, you got it.
You the only one I'm trying to make love to. Picking and choosing. They ain't really love you. Running game using. All your stupid exes, they gon' call again. Tell them that a real stepping in. Don't let them try you. Test your patience. Tell them that it's over. Ain't no debating. All you need is me playing on your playlist. You ain't gotta be frustrated.
Don't wanna play no games.